Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you.
Ooh.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
Quite a few phone calls on this breaking news. NBA figures are wrapped up in a sports gambling investigation of the FBI arrest this morning, including former player Damon Jones, current member of the Orlando Magic, Terry Rozier, and, unfortunately, former Piston and Portland Trailblazer head coach Chauncey Billups. We'll get back to that at 11 o'clock straight up, but it's time now for the Blitz thingy. I lead off today. Let's go.
All right, question number one. The drama continues between Sean Payton, the coach of the Denver Broncos, and former Denver Bronco quarterback Russell Wilson. It appeared Payton took a shot at Wilson postgame by praising Giants' new quarterback, Jackson Dart. Wilson then called Payton out on X by posting that he was classless, of course. Now Payton has come back and said that was not his intention to take a shot at Russell Wilson. Hey, whose back you got in this little drama show?
Okay, I think this is a non-story if Wilson doesn't ever even reference it. The quote that I saw was relatively innocuous. Payton was talking about how Jackson Dart is now a problem with the Giants and he had to face him. And he said after the game, they found a little spark with that quarterback. I was talking to John Mara not too long ago, and I said, we're hoping that change would have happened long after our game. Okay, he's praising Dart. That seems pretty innocuous to me, and it makes Wilson seem super sensitive. Who is tying that to a direct shot at Russell Wilson? I would say pretty much I only interpret that as a way, roundabout way to praise Dart, but unless there's more. I haven't seen more than that.
If this was the only thing going on between those two, then okay, then you kind of ignore it. But I think two things can be right here. I don't think it was necessarily Sean Payton's intention, but it was certainly the byproduct of what he said because he clearly sent a message to Russell Wilson and he reacted. It's a happy mistake for Sean Payton. I think he likes this smoke. I mean, mentioning the owner of the other team and saying, oh, I was really hoping to go to this guy after our game. The implication is that so we would have to face Russell Wilson, who we know is done. I think it's both things here. Whose back do I have? I got nobody's back in this. I mean, if anything, I think I might have more of Russell Wilson's back than Sean Payton, because Sean Payton can say, well, that's not what I meant. And you could certainly interpret like you had that it's not. But I think this thing goes back a few years here.
Yeah, I'm going to slightly get Russell Wilson's back on this too, Gator. I know Russell gets a bad rep for being kind of corny and not genuine, but honestly, I think deep down he is a good guy and it's not malicious, right? I think that's just his personality. Sean Payton, though, I'm starting to just think he's a Richard. Like when he was a head coach of the Saints and the whole Bounty Gate thing, and he oversaw that. He kind of got away scot-free with that one, even though he was the head coach of the team. Then he went into broadcasting, started talking a lot of crap about people. Remember when he called Nathaniel Hackett the worst coaching job in history when he was coaching the Broncos? Yeah. My God, he went at him. And then they had to play the Jets, and that whole thing came out again. So in the end, I got Wilson's back on this. I think Payton's kind of a jerk. All right, the NFL sent a memo last week to the Lions using Jack Campbell as an example to remind players, hey, when you punch for the football for a fumble, make sure to punch the football and not the opponent. Should the NFL just ban punching the ball altogether?
No, I don't think there's any problem with punching the football out. I mean, what's the problem? If you miss the ball that you punch somebody in the shoulder pad? Ooh, these guys are all padded up. So if you miss the punch, you miss the punch, and then you don't knock the ball out, and the guy keeps it. I mean, it's not like they're practicing jiu-jitsu out there. I mean, nobody's doing a rear naked choke, a umaplata. I mean, come on, what are we talking about? It's not that big of a deal.
The punching out of the football is a great defensive play, and I don't think there's any evidence that this is a serious danger to offensive players carrying the football, unless I've missed it. Has there been a bunch of offensive players sidelined for weeks because they got punched? An epidemic, this is not.
So week five, guys, I don't know if you remember, the 49ers defensive tackle, Alfred Collins, punched the ball out of the Rams running back, Kyren Williams, at the goal line, forcing a fumble, a game-changing fumble. But before he punched the ball out, he actually punched him across the face mask. It was clear as day. I don't think they should ban punching the ball out, okay? But I think the NFL needs to start officiating it better, because if you hit someone in the face,
well, that's different.
That's a foul.
Yeah.
And if you hit someone, I mean, I don't want to see a bunch of defenders just coming into it and all of a sudden it looks like a beatdown, like somewhere they're jumping a guy and all you see is punches, even though they're going for the ball. You could get someone in the solar plex. The pads don't cover there. So like I said, I don't think you should get rid of banning the punching the football out. But I think the refs need to, they do need to emphasize, hey, remember, you're responsible, like in hockey, you're responsible for your stick. You're responsible for your punches in football.
I agree 100% with that. If you're going to swing and hit somebody in the helmet, well, that's illegal contact in the helmet. That's a penalty all day long, you know?
Okay. Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, all products of the 2018 NFL draft. Guys, do we need to start thinking about this as being one of the greatest QB drafts of all time?
It depends how many QB draft classes that envelops, right? How many, when we say one of the greatest, is that, okay, are the top five the greatest? Because the 2020 class, I think, is better with Joe Burrow, Justin Herbert, Jordan Love, and Jalen Hurts. And the 1983 class, I think, is better with Elway, Marino, Jim Kelly, and others. So, I mean, is it one of the greatest? It might be. It's amazing if you go back and look at quarterback classes. How many are terrible? So this one's pretty good. It's in the conversation, but I don't think it's the greatest. Could it be one of the greatest? I think it's included in that group, yes.
Yeah, I mean, more time needs to play out. I think the one thing automatically that strikes it from the record at this point is that nobody has won a Super Bowl out of that group yet. In fact, has anybody even played for a Super Bowl out of that group? So until that happens, I can't really look at it. But right now, they're all pretty good. In fact, a couple of these guys have flirted with being elite quarterbacks. When you look at Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen, they've absolutely flirted with being elite. But as a group, it's a really nice group of quarterbacks. But until somebody actually hoists the Lombardi trophy, no.
Yeah, I personally think Lamar Jackson and Josh Allen are elite quarterbacks. But of course, they're not one of the greatest QB drafts of all time yet, because you're right, they have to start winning Super Bowls. They definitely have the MVPs between Lamar and Josh Allen. And if they start winning Super Bowls as a group, they should enter the conversation for sure. But I will dub them the greatest redemption quarterback draft of all time, because Baker Mayfield, Sam Darnold, these guys were left for dead multiple times. And look at them now. It's pretty crazy. So I think the lesson here is patience can pay off sometimes, especially with really young quarterbacks that have to develop.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
All right, who's more to blame for the Dolphins' disaster? Mike McDaniel or Tua Tagovailoa?
I think more blame goes on the head coach. Miami's problems aren't just with the offense and just with Tua. Absolutely, Tua is a big problem with that, turning the ball over. Not the right time. You don't want to do that. But football is more than just the offense. It's everything else. Maybe it might help you out if you didn't give up 29 points a game. You know, your defense is bad. It's not just your offensive scheming, even though he's supposed to be this offensive guru, and perhaps he's not. He was the hot name a couple years ago when they were utilizing all that speed they had there on the field. Well, now they've got some injuries and things are starting to mount. And, you know, when you don't have all the players at your disposal, the quarterback's not going to look as good. And when you start losing games, the coach isn't going to look as good. But ultimately, he's in charge of the whole thing. It's more on the coach. Curious with what you're going to say.
Tua.
Any more, Doug?
Actually, it's probably Chris Greer, the GM that drafted Tua. But.
Don't stop. Tua.
All right, this is tough because I think it's really tough to have a good team without a good quarterback, a good quarterback play, right? But the blame starts at the top, so I'll go with Mike McDaniel. He's supposed to be an offensive guy. He's supposed to be a QB guy. They thought he had it turned around a little bit with Tua that one year, right? And they put up the numbers, made the playoffs, all that stuff. But I think obviously the concussions have played a big role on Tua's development, and he's obviously gotten worse. I think it's easier to find a guy to fix Tua than actually find a new QB, so I'll put the blame on McDaniel more for their disaster this year. All right, Sunday Night Football this week, who you rooting for? And you have to say the full phrase. You're rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers, or you're rooting for Jordan Love and the Packers?
You're a jerk. I know you did this for this reason, to put us in this uncomfortable position. I think you specifically asked this question to make us uncomfortable. I'm rooting for Aaron Rodgers and the Pittsburgh Steelers.
Wow.
Jerk.
Mark, stop humping his leg.
I mean, it helps the Lions. I gave so. Whatevs. I'm rooting for Rodgers.
Yeah, I too hate Kang for this question. I think when I had to start looking at this question, it reminded me of the movie The Black Knight, the Dark Knight Rises. And when people were sentenced, they were sentenced to exile or death. And if they chose exile, it basically became death by exile. It's the same thing. There's no choice here. I hate this. That being said,
say the phrase.
I'm rooting for Mason Rudolph and the Pittsburgh Steelers. Because it's twofold. Beat the Packers. Absolutely. Give the Lions a chance to get back on top in the division. Beat the Packers is first and foremost. The other little byproduct of having the Steelers win this game is it becomes that much harder for Cincinnati to get to the top. And if Cincinnati's not going to get to the top in the next few weeks, then maybe they have more of an opportunity to trade Trey Hendrickson.
So I also hated writing this question out, guys. Okay, so just to make clear.
Can you believe that?
No.
I don't believe that for a little bit.
But, I mean, you got to do it. You got to do it. It's all about the division. You have to say it. You got to root for Aaron Rodgers and the Steelers. It sounds disgusting, icky to say, but it helps the Lions the most. I just want to hear you guys say it, even though I had to say it too.
Sure. Ugh.
All right, last one, guys. Light one here. Bad Bunny, I don't know if you heard, will be performing at the Super Bowl halftime show this year. That's right. If you were a musical artist, but your name had to consist of an adjective and a non-threatening animal, such as Bad Bunny, what would your name be?
I love this question, as you might have expected. There are some great harmless animals, but I think some of them have already been used, like hamster. You got muscle hamster, which is awesome.
That's a good one. Rest in peace.
You know, yeah, hedgehogs are great, but there's Sonic the Hedgehog and all that. I went with Malicious Meerkat. Love the meerkat. You see those things in the nature shows.
I thought
great.
You were going to have a sound effect after.
I don't have any sound effect for Malicious Miracle.
My stage name would be Bored Turtle.
All right, for me, and coming to the stage is Mild Manatee.
Nice.
I enjoy the ocean. I'm over being emotional, guys, at my age with my kids. Other than my kids, I'm not emotional about anything anymore, I feel like. And I just want to float around all day minding my own business, and that's what a manatee
does.
That's
a manatee will do.
Yep.
There you go, and that concludes the Wide 9 Omaha 4 Down Around the League Blitz thingy. We'll get back to the big story of the day, the gambling probe, NBA, FBI, arrests made, including Chauncey Billups. We'll have all the details, including the FBI's press conference just wrapped up. We'll have a summation of what was said coming up straight ahead, and your phone calls and reaction. 97.1 The Ticket.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence, live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com. Powered by Auto Intelligence.
ARK Raiders, a multiplayer extraction adventure video game set in a lethal yet vibrant future Earth. Play as a raider, where you will settle into a fractured underground settlement, hoping to build a new home and legacy for yourself. In order to thrive, you must return to the surface, where lethal ARK machines roam unchecked and the motives of other raiders are dangerously unclear. But if you are fearless enough, who knows what you might find? Pre-order now for PlayStation 5, Xbox Series XS, and PC. Available on October 30, rated T for teen.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.